Hour number three, we are with you for another 90 minutes. Kadri Ismail is going to be on in a little bit, but right now let's get to Bill in Rockland. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Grant, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Bill. What's up?
Oh, not much. Well, I did miss yesterday's show, and I wanted to add a little side note. I had a question, but did anybody else think that when that story came out over the weekend about the players, the USA players, visiting the brothel, immediately think it was Cousins? I mean, before you even had confirmation of that. I know I did.
Why would I immediately think it was DeMarcus? He's never got in trouble doing anything off the court. Why would I think that?
Yeah, good point.
Excuse me?
Why would I
think that? The guy has never done anything wrong off the court that I'm aware of. He's his issues are on the court. He has no issues off the court. Why would I think that?
Well, I just associated it to his character, but I guess maybe I've misinterpreted him. But anyway, my question was about Rudy Gay and just the fact that he doesn't want to be in Sacramento. And I think it's just interesting. We're starting with a new era here with Dave Yeager. I just thought, you know, even if it means we take draft picks, at this point we need to start fresh and we need locker room chemistry. And at this point, I think getting people to start the season on that want to be here is the right answer. And I don't know what you thought of that. What do you think of that?
Listen, he's got familiarity with Coach Yeager. It's not an easy situation. Okay, it's not an easy situation, and I'm looking at a player that is well established in the league. And if he doesn't want to be here, I don't think that's a good situation for anyone. I guess I'll put it to you that way. Does that make sense? I mean, if a guy doesn't want to be here, I'm not saying you give him away, but it's not the best situation in the world.
Exactly, I totally agree. I'm almost wondering if you thought maybe he sees the acquisition of Matt Barnes. And I don't really know exactly what position he plays. I think he plays three, but is he being with Yeager last season, maybe seeing that as like a threat, maybe, and immediately just, you know, feel my fifth one of the year for that too? Think that adds to it, maybe?
Yeah, again, I stay tuned, as they say. You're breaking up, and I'm having a really difficult time hearing you. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, I keep on saying this. It is not an easy situation anytime you're dealing with a good player that has, you know, made it known that he's not crazy about being here. All right? Because you can't just give the player away, right? You just can't give the player away. But you want to start the season with, you know, 12, 13, 14 players that want to be on the club. That's the issue. All right? That's the issue that I'm seeing right now. All right, so 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. If you're Vlade Divac, then you try to put the best team that you can on the floor with guys that want to be there. Plain and simple. But it's not as easy as it always seems. All right, if you want to text the show, you can at 44-1140. That's 44-1140. If you want to follow me on Twitter, at Grant Napier Show, NAPEAR. All right? Well, hopefully have Ismail coming on in just a little bit to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. You know, when you think about other NFL news, you know, you see Elaine Johnson, the right tackle of Philadelphia, the report, you know, word is that he's going to be out 10 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy with PEDs. His agent is vehemently denying that, saying that is not accurate. I don't know who to believe. Here's what I do know. If he's out 10 games, the Philadelphia Eagles got some real issues on the offensive line. That's the one thing I do know, all right? That is for sure. If you think about a team that's going to lose one of their top offensive linemen for 10 games, there's nothing good about that. Ken in Sacramento, how are you?
Hey, I'm going good. How are you doing,
Grant? I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm trying to wonder, man, why don't nobody want to come to Sacramento? What's going on, man? It's just like we're the only team nobody wants to come to.
Who said that? Whoa. Where are you coming up with this stuff?
I'm coming up. I don't hear nobody wanting to come to Sacramento.
Well, gee, that's funny because Vladdy just signed 3 free agents that are all coming here. Their all-star who's playing in the Olympics wants to stay here. Where are you getting this information from?
I'm getting information from your interview you just had. You just said, well, you what you were just talking about.
Said one guy doesn't want to be here. His name is Rudy Gay. I didn't say 13 players don't want to be here. I said one guy, and then you all of a sudden you hear that as nobody wants to come here. If nobody wants to come here, then how is it that Vlade Divac was able to sign 3 free agents from 3 different teams to come play here? How did that happen?
You know what, Grant? I'm uneducated on that. Can you give me the because I work all day? Can you give me the 3 free agents that you're talking about?
Yes, one is Aaron Aflalo, who is coming from the Knicks. The other is 4 free agents. I'm actually wrong. Garrett Temple from the Wizards, Anthony Tolliver from the Pistons, and Matt Barnes from the Grizzlies. I'm sorry, it's not 3 free agents. It's 4 free agents.
Well, Matt Barnes, he's a Sacramento Cat. The other guys.
Oh, really? So that doesn't count. Is that what you're telling me?
He is Sacramento.
Hey, Ken, you know what? Here's the deal, okay? You need to work a little more or either that or work a little less. And considering that these signings happened 6 weeks ago, maybe try to do a little homework, maybe get on the internet once in a while, maybe listen to this radio show a little bit more. But more than anything, educate yourself on what the hell you're talking about before you call the show, because you obviously don't have any idea about what you're talking about.
Hold on.
I am going to hold on. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be holding on. I'm going to be here until 6:30.
Hold on. Only thing I'm saying is, like, who are these players?
They're NBA players. One was the starting guard for the New York Knicks. Another player started last year. Another guy started last year for the Washington Wizards for 43 games. But I know that doesn't mean anything to you because you just have it in your head that nobody wants to play here.
Nobody wants to come to Sacramento, man. Ain't nobody we know.
So then how did those guys get in here? Did Vladdy kidnap them? How did he get them out of here? You tell me, Ken. How did he get 4 free agents if nobody wants to play here? Did he kidnap them? How did it happen, Ken?
Sacramento. What is Fowler going to do for Sac?
Hey, Ken, you know what? You're an imbecile.
What is Fowler going to do for
Ken,
Sac?
You're an imbecile. Ken, you're an absolute moron. Why am I holding on? You're an idiot, Ken. You're an idiot.
No name calling,
Ken, I love calling people names. You should hear when I golf. I call myself more names than anybody I call on the radio. You ought to come spend 18 holes of golf if you have a problem with name calling. I call myself more names than anyone else I call on the radio. And you, my friend, if I can use that term loosely, because I've never met you, so I don't know if you would be my friend or not, but you are extremely uneducated when it comes to this stuff, all right? And if you're going to be bothered by me calling you names, don't let it bother you, because nobody calls more names than I call myself, all right? Trust me on that. The things I call myself are not pleasant. Don't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all, and it shouldn't bother you. The point is, you're extremely uneducated on this topic. You're very short-sighted, and you know what? Maybe you're not a moron, but you're certainly an idiot on this subject, all right? I'll take the word moron out. I'll just keep it at idiot. Maybe that will make you feel better. Unbelievable. And he's been working, and he hasn't been able to keep up with the news for the last 6 weeks. Have you heard that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running against each other in the presidential election? Or do you want me to fill you in on what's going on the entire summer while you've been working all summer? Because I'll be happy to give you some information. I mean, if you just let me know, just call me up. Tell me that you have not been able to follow the news for the last 7 weeks. And if I can give you a little rundown on things. Unbelievable. I get it all. That's just the way it goes. All right, if you want to call, hopefully you know more than Ken does, at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Ken has no idea what the hell he's talking about. That's not calling anybody a name, is it? Oh, gee, Grant called Ken bad names. Again, you know what? Don't get bothered by name calling. And you can ask any single person that knows me, all right, that's played golf with me or been out in public with me. No one is harder than me, okay? So don't let it bother you. All right, if you want to text the show, 44-1140. I'm wondering about the Baltimore Ravens, and hopefully Kadri Ismail will come on with us in a little bit, and we'll, you know, get the thoughts on this John Harbaugh coach team. All right? Somebody says I'm getting grumpier in my old age. Older age, you said, not old. I don't think I'm grumpy at all. I haven't changed. I've been doing this radio show since 1995. I'm the exact same as I was in 1995. I still yell at people. I still call myself names. I've been treating people the same way on this radio show for 21 years. I'm not getting grumpier. Absolutely not. Somebody says, I bet Ken knows when the NBA schedule is coming out. Oh, my gosh. Somebody says, you're an a-hole, Grant. Ken is a longtime caller and supporter of KHDK. You lost another listener. Good. Goodbye. See ya. Have fun. You know damn well you'll be listening to this show. You can say anything you want to me. Go ahead. Go turn the dial. Do me a favor. Like, you're upset because of the way I talked to Ken? Ken deserved it. All right? Look at it that way. All right. Somebody says, hey, Grant, I've been working all summer. Don't the Olympics start pretty soon? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think they do. I think they do. I think they start in just a little bit. I mean, now, I wouldn't say that I could 100% certainty, but Ken, he'd probably be able to, well, no, he wouldn't be able to tell you because he's been working hard and he hasn't had a chance to follow anything. Amazing. Nobody wants to play in Sacramento. I make one comment that Rudy Gay would like to move and play for another team. And what he hears is the Kings can't get anybody to come here and nobody wants to play here. What about the head coach, Dave Yeager? He certainly wanted to come here. Very well-respected coach, very successful coach. How did that happen? Like, explain that to me, Ken. How on earth did that happen? And here's the other issue for all of you naysayers out there like Ken. You will find, and the Kings have been in Sacramento for 31 years. You could probably count on one hand the number of players that said they didn't like it here. All right? The reality is that the overwhelming majority of players that have played in Sacramento loved it here. Okay? And they don't speak badly about playing and living here. You will find the vast majority of players that have played in Sacramento loved playing here. All right? Period. That's not debatable. Storm in Sacramento. Hi, Storm.
Hey, what's up, Grant?
Hi, Storm.
Hey, I know you're a homer about this stuff, but, I mean, that last caller's right. We have no – when was the last time a top-tier free agent came to Sacramento?
Well, I got to tell you, if you're waiting for a top-tier free agent to come to Sacramento, I hope you live a couple hundred years because it's not
exactly
going to happen. Right.
Exactly.
Well, you could say that. You could say that, Storm.
Right.
Storm, you could say that probably about 25 out of the 30 teams that they haven't gotten the top tier free agent. All right. You could say that. I mean, Chris Webber was a top tier free agent and he re-signed, but we don't want to count him because he didn't come here. He was traded here. But when he had a chance to leave, he didn't leave. What did he do? He signed a new contract. But we don't want to count him, do we? Oh, no. No, we want to forget about him. Amazing. And if you're thinking you're going to get a top-tier free agent to come to Sacramento, you're not. But the reality is when the Kings were winning and they were good, lots of good players wanted to come here and would sign one-year deals, two-year deals. You know, the Jimmy Jacksons of the world, very good player. And I can go on and on and on. All right? They wanted the John Barry. They wanted to play here. Could have played for a lot of other teams. All right? Bobby Jackson, you know, signed a five-year deal with Sacramento. Ask Bobby how he likes Sacramento. Oh, that's right. He lives here. Oh, I forgot about that. Bobby's from... Oh, no, he's not. Bobby's from North Carolina. Oh, well, he went to... Oh, no, that's right. Bobby went to Minnesota. A lot of players. Harold Presley lives here. Doug Christie is moving to Sacramento. Scott Pollard loves Sacramento. Vlade Divac. Oh, yeah, I remember a guy by the name of Vlade. Oh, that's right. He's the general manager of the team and lives in Sacramento. I can go on and on and on and on. Amazing. Somebody says, Grant, I've been working all summer. Who won the NBA Finals? You know what? You won't believe it if I told you. You won't believe it if I told you. So I'm not even going to tell you who won the NBA Finals because you'll think I'm just playing with you. Jim in Sacramento. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Grant?
Jim.
You know, it's crazy how misguided some of the callers are because of
morons.
Can I just tell you, how late in the draft was Steph Curry taken? All right. I mean, Golden State wasn't looking at top-tier agents until they started winning games. All right. So it's like it just has to happen first, and then maybe the rest will come. You know, it's like people, I understand. We really want to win out here. We've got the new arena. We fought hard for our team. We just want to see it happen. But winning has to start first before people start opening their eyes and say, hey, Sacramento's a place I want to compete in. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I hate to say the P word, but we just got to still be patient. We put so much together. Let's just put some of the winning together first, see what we got. Because like I said, the Golden State Warriors a few seasons ago, man, people, weren't they like booing the team?
Well, they booed the owner completely off the floor during the Chris Mullin ceremony, and they traded their best player, Monte Ellis, which really turned around the entire franchise.
It did. So it just takes something to turn around a franchise is all I'm saying.
Well, listen, the Kings were awful, and they turned their franchise around with basically, you know, all at once. They signed Vlade Divac as a free agent. They traded their very best player by far, Mitch Richmond, for Chris Webber. They drafted Jason Williams, and then Peja came over from Europe, and they were off and running. I mean, you know, these things can happen quickly if you're lucky. I mean, the Kings were very lucky, and then the Warriors were very lucky. You know, they traded Monte Ellis. It opened up the door for Steph, and then, you know, they had great drafts. And now look at them.
Grant, it will happen again. We won't be sitting at the back of the bus forever, man. I don't even think we'll be sitting at the back of the bus. Within the next five years, I think you're going to see a major turnaround.
But, you know, the callers like Ken are ignorant. You know, they have it set in their mind a certain way, and they're not going to listen to me or anybody else because they're just ignorant. And that's just what it is. It's ignorant.
Reality is perception, my man. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. So what it is, it's being ignorant. You know, it's being absolutely ignorant. There's nothing more you can say about it. Do I think the Kings are going to win 50 games this year? No, I don't. All right, am I on the radio every day telling everyone how great the Kings are going to be this year? Nope, I'm not. But here's what I am saying, all right? Callers like Ken just have no clue to what the hell they're talking about. That much I can definitely say with certainty. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Grant?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I'm going to have to agree with the last couple callers, man. We have not had no stars in free agency come to Sacramento.
I didn't say that we had. I never said that the Kings did have stars, and I've never said that they would be able to get stars that are free agents to come here. I've never said that. I've actually said on the contrary. I've always said this. The Kings are not going to get the top-tier free agents to come to this market. The top-tier free agents almost all the time want to play in big markets. They don't want to go to smaller markets.
So when are we ever going to get a team like that's going to be in the playoffs? And so what
Mike,
you're saying is we're never going to have a team.
Mike, who did the Kings get? Who did the Kings get when they won over 60 games and made it to the Western Conference Finals? Name me the one free agent who was a top-tier all-star free agent that came and played in Sacramento. Name me him.
Webber.
Webber was already here. The Kings traded Mitch Richmond, their best player, to get Chris Webber. Name me the one free agent, Mike, that turned this franchise around. I'm waiting. Mike, are you there? You're very quiet right now, Mike.
I'm going through the team.
You're going through the team. Let me tell you, Mike. The answer to that question, Mike, is no one. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. I'm happy to help you out, Mike. I'm happy to help out uneducated callers. It is my pleasure. It is my duty to the public to put some knowledge into your head. You don't have to thank me. That's what I do for a living. It is my absolute pleasure, Mike, to help you out and educate you. You don't have to thank me for that. Consider it a public service from CBS Radio. All right? The Kings are not going to get your Kevin Durants and those type of free agents. Never have, never will. It's okay. Don't worry about it. All right, let's get to Pete in Stockton. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Peaches. What's going on?
339-1140, 800-920-1140. You know, again, I talked to, you know, the callers about all of the moves that franchises make. You don't need to get an all-star free agent to come play for you to be good. You don't. You know, you just don't. You don't. You need good players. You need players that are good. You need professional good players. If you're lucky enough to have a LeBron James, then you're off to the races. But those guys don't come around very often. Well, you can't get anybody to come play for Sacramento. Maybe Mike will call back, and since he, you know, went silent for 10 seconds because he knew that he had no answer, maybe he'll call back and say, you know what, Grant, you're right. But I doubt it. I doubt it. You know, the Warriors built their team through one great trade and the draft. And they did get a good free agent to come sign with them when they got Andre Iguodala. He was not a top-tier free agent. He was on the next tier. He wasn't that top-tier free agent. They drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They drafted Draymond Green. And they took a gamble. And the gamble paid off unbelievably when they traded their best player, Monte Ellis. And from that point on, the Warriors have been a different team. They have been a different team. And Larry Riley, who doesn't get any credit, deserves most of the credit for building the Golden State Warriors. That's the guy that should get the credit. All right, let's get to Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Grant. How are you? Thanks for taking
What's up,
my call.
Sean? I'm doing well. Thank you.
These last few callers are killing me. I just want to point out that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the top-tier free agents, I agree 100% with what you're saying. The bottom line is they weren't going to Golden State either until they started winning. How they started winning was through the draft.
That's right.
Not through free agents. So Kevin Durant is there because the Golden State Warriors hit on their draft picks. They started winning. They won NBA championships. Now it's a destination that everyone, namely Kevin Durant, wants to go to. There's no reason that Sacramento cannot do the same thing. The bottom line is you start having some success, you draft well, people will want to come there and play. That's the bottom line.
Thanks very much for the call. All right. We will talk about the Baltimore Ravens in the next segment with Kadri Ismail. So don't go anywhere. We will take your phone calls as well. So if you're on hold, don't worry. We'll get to you as well. This is the Grant Napier Show in Sports 1140 KHDK. We are going to continue our visits around the National Football League, and we're going to talk for a couple moments about the Baltimore Ravens with Kadri Ismail from the Ravens Radio Network, of course, former wide receiver in the National Football League. Kadri, my name's Grant Napier. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I am doing very well. You know this better than anyone. If you're going to win in the NFL, you got to be good, but you also have to be lucky. And the Baltimore Ravens, boy, in terms of injuries, this has been the strangest thing I've ever seen. I don't know if I've ever seen so many players go down last year. I mean, that's something you can't forecast. What was it, 25, 26 players ended up on IR last season. It's tough to win and when you have that many guys out of the lineup.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the thing that you look at in this league. It's not necessarily your talent, although it definitely helps when you have the talent. But I think everybody on all 32 teams, they are talented. They have the ability to, you know, be athletic, make special plays, be hard hitting, have a strong level of FBI, meaning football intelligence. But it comes down to, you know, the battle of attrition. How can you keep those talented players healthy throughout the season, and at the same time, what in regards to depth helps you or hurts you when it comes to, you know, playing and winning games? Because I think that, you know, for the Ravens, they were in so many close games last year by either a score or less, but the ultimate problem came down to you just didn't have enough of your playmakers on the field. You had, for the most part, a lot of guys that, you know, to be honest, would be backups in normal situation. So it was a tough go at it, but I think for this Ravens ball club, if in fact they can stay healthy, I think it'll bode well for them.
All right, let's talk about every team at this time of year has some question marks. What do you look at as the question marks for the Ravens?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's kind of how the offensive line is going to gel. I know that there are some battles going along the offensive front. Jeremy Zutaw is coming back off of pectoral tear. You have the Mr. Steady All-Pro guy in Marshall Yanda. But then basically you have Rick Wagner, who really struggled last year. He was dealing with a Liz Frank injury. You have a battle going on in Urschel and some other young cats at left guard. And then you have Ronnie Stanley at left tackle, really protecting Joe Flacco's blind side. So I think the offensive line kind of really just stands out as the battle to watch. And then basically from a competition standpoint, there's always competition at the running back spot for this ball club. This year seems to be the tightest. Justin Forsett comes back. He's a really good, strong, capable runner. I think his legs are a lot fresher this year than ever before. He's kind of looking like his old self. Then you have some young cats in Buck Allen, Terrence West, and Kenneth Dixon. Kenneth Dixon is a young rookie, and I think the one thing for him, it's about going out there and showing that, number one, the league isn't too big for him. He's had a good, strong camp, showed a lot of explosiveness so far. But then at the same time, you also have Terrence West, who got drafted by the Cleveland Browns, really kind of struggled to learn the game as far as how to be a professional, gets traded to the Tennessee Titans, wasn't what it thought it was to be for him there, and they wound up releasing him. And now he's back here in his hometown of Baltimore. He looks as focused as ever, and I'm curious to see how he's going to factor into all of this. And, of course, as I said, with Buck Allen, the main thing for Buck, talented guy out of USC, but it's a matter of holding on to the football. He had some issues there as far as holding on to the football that kind of gave the coaches a little bit of angst in putting him in the ball game. But talented group, and I think it's going to be a fun competition to watch this preseason.
Kadri, I got to tell you one thing, boy. The schedule at the end of the season is brutal. Three of the final four on the road, including at New England, then the last two games of the year at Pittsburgh and at Cincinnati. That is not going to be easy.
No, it's not. New England's got Monday night game. We've definitely had some issues up there. Obviously, playing against Pittsburgh on Christmas is always ho-hum, a lot of fun. Maybe we can be a Scrooge and put some coal in their stockings. But then, of course, Cincinnati on New Year's Day, and Cincinnati, for whatever the reason, has had Ravens' numbers. So you're right. All three teams are playoff-type teams. It's a matter of how we can adjust and adapt on the road.
Final thing for you, Kadri. When you look at Cincinnati and you look at Pittsburgh, who's the more formidable opponent, in your opinion, from the Ravens' perspective?
Well, we definitely know that Pittsburgh and Baltimore, there's that heated rival. I think for whatever reason, Cincinnati has gotten the better of the Ravens the last, six times. So, right now, I would say that, no question about it, the rival is Pittsburgh. But, kind of sitting there with mud in your eye is Cincinnati, and Marvin Lewis has had his way against John Harbaugh on these last six meetings. So I would probably tend to say the Bengals have the Ravens' number, and you kind of got to get that out of your system.
I really appreciate you coming on, Kadri. Thank you very much for making the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care. So there's a little preview on the Baltimore Ravens. All right. We got phone calls to get to at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. And it's Mike in Concord. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm well, Grant. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well myself. Thank you.
Hey, Grant, I've been listening and I've been hearing the arguments or opinions of others about not being able to get free agents. And I agree completely. But I think the problem that's been killing this franchise is if you know you're not going to be able to get top-tier free agents, the one thing you must do is draft well. And as many times as the Kings have had lottery picks probably in the last 10 years, they virtually have one player who's actually an impact player since that time. And unfortunately, that one impact player has had a kind of a black cloud hanging over him with a lot of other things that's came to the franchise. But the Kings have drafted horribly. I'm hoping maybe with Willie, it looks like possibly maybe a little bit of a turnaround. It looks like he does have some potential, but you look at this roster, and there are no draft picks virtually on this roster. And then on top of that, now you go to your free agent signings. We've made many, many free agent signings in the last several years, and none of them have made an impact, in my opinion, either. I mean, I think Rudy's okay, but other than that, if you don't draft well and you're not going to get top-tier free agents,
no question.
Then the free agents you do get don't make an impact.
No question.
You as a franchise have a big problem.
You're 100% correct. The drafting has been abysmal. It has been absolutely horrible. You're 100% correct. The only thing is the current regime has only had two drafts now, and the first draft looks like it turned out to be pretty good in Willie Cauley-Stein, but only time will tell. And then they made a lot of moves on draft day. So we won't know for a little while, but yes, you are 100% correct. The drafting of Thomas Robinson and Jimmer Fredette set this franchise back 5 years.
Well, yeah, I think, those two are probably the biggest ones. Yeah, I mean, there's no way that you can go back in 7 or 8 years and you've had a lottery pick every year and only one of them is on your team.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And the rest of them actually don't even probably play in the league anymore. If anything, they're sitting at the end of the bench. So I'm hoping, believe you me, I'm trying to give Bovaati the benefit of the doubt. This year, to me, based on what a lot of experts and I think was kind of questionable, I hope Willie turns out well. But if they don't turn that around, then I really don't, it's not just Sacramento Kings. It's any team. If you don't draft well,
yep,
and your free agents don't make any type of contributions to the team, you're going to be a very struggling franchise.
Yeah, it starts with the draft when you're a bad team. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's get to John in Sacramento. Hi, John.
Grant, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been, man?
I'm good, John.
Well, I really wanted to just comment on what some of the previous callers had been saying, and I want to preface this by saying I listen to you every day. I always stand by your opinion, but I have to split my opinion on this 50-50. And I'll be honest, I'm going to echo what the last caller said. I agree with you in the sense that, none of this is Vladdy's fault. And we were talking on the message board of it, just today about it. Players, the trend in the league now is the top tier. Number one, we're not getting top tier players. So that's why I'm saying I echo what, unless it's a trade. We're not getting top tier free agents.
And you're not going to. So if that's what you're hoping on, I suggest that you dig in because you're not going to get the top tier free agents.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, and throughout our the Kings' history, we usually trade for him, like Chris Webber.
Right.
We usually trade for big time players, and which is fine. But the trend in the league now is, good players want to go to teams that are winning because they jump ship and they want to get a ring. Which, I have my own opinion about that. We're not going to get into that. But it's kind of like a chicken and the egg thing. And like the previous caller said, you either draft well, like the Warriors did, and you get good players and you become good, so players want to come to you, or you don't. And the one thing for me, and excuse me for saying this, with the Kings, I could be wrong on this. I was looking at a basketball reference just today. I was looking at the payroll that they have for next year, and I think James Hamm said the cap is going to be at around $102 million. Is that about right?
I believe so.
Okay. If basketball reference could be wrong, but I think they said they have $85 million committed in salary for next year.
They're at the cap. That's I think 102 is the following year. No, they're right at the cap.
No, I know. I'm talking about not for this season.
Oh,
but for the
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Yes, that would be accurate. That's correct.
Yes. So that means they would only have $17 million to spend. And when you look at Darren Collins, they have a lot of players who are either on one, like Matt Barnes. He has it's a 2-year deal, but the second, for that year, it's a player option. Collison will have, his contract will be up. My point is they have a lot of spots that they're going to have to fill. So $17 million
they're going to have a lot more. Trust me, they're going to have a lot more than $17 million to spend next year. A lot more. We'll be right back. This is the Grant Napier Show. Back with you here, taking you to 6:30. A's and Birds, 7 o'clock or thereabouts with the first pitch. 800-920-1140. And why don't we check in with Jeffrey in San Francisco. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, what's up, Grant? What's going on?
What's up, Jeffrey?
I'm going to tell you, think this, why are the Giants thinking so bad?
I don't know. Are you a fan of the Giants?
I am, but I'm very nervous because
okay.
I think the Dodgers are going to win the first place.
All right.
And
is it keeping you up?
All right, let me
ask you: is it keeping you up at night?
It really is.
I figured it would.
I'm concerned about Bochy's managing.
He can't. You know what? I don't know why he's still managing the team. I'm surprised you haven't applied for that job.
Well, you know, I have other things I could be doing with my livelihood.
You know what you should do? You should go to the library. That would be my suggestion for you. Go to the library because you need it.
We should have a beer together, man.
Let me tell you something. You got a better chance, okay, of climbing the outside of the Empire State Building than you and I having a beer together.
But we should have a beer together.
Let me tell you something. That ain't ever happening, all right? Go to the library and do yourself a favor and really do the people that love you a favor. Go to the library and read a book, for crying out loud. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. We're with you. For another, if I can make it that long, I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to make it all the way to 6:30. All right? I mean, I really don't know. But I do know this, okay? The fact that I'm having Amy Van Dyken on to talk about the Olympics and the phenomenal job by the United States swimmers, that should help. That will help for sure. At least I got that to look forward to. Unbelievable. Incredible. All right, if you want to try to follow in the footsteps of that last genius, the numbers are 339-1140, 800-920-1140. I think he's a genius. What do you think? I mean, that's how I would characterize him. Speaking of his beloved Giants, they're trailing by the score of 2-0. Giants trying to win a series for the first time since the All-Star break. What a novel concept that is, huh? They have not been able to do that, and here we are already on, August 9th? But they've got a chance after winning in extra frames last night. That was some game, huh? With Crawford getting 7 hits in that game. That was pretty spectacular. All right, hey, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Good stuff coming up with Amy Van Dyken, the 6-time Olympic champion. There are a lot of great stories that are going on, particularly in the pool. So one thing about the Olympics, they start with a bang because you get right into the swimming, which is always our marquee event at the Olympics. All right, let's get to Jeff in Roseville. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Grant. I just wanted to say that the single most important thing in the Sacramento Kings doing well is if the coach and Cousins can figure out how to work well together. Because in my belief, after watching Cousins, I believe he's probably the best center in basketball right now. And I'll take your opinion off the air.
Well, it's important for the players and the coach to always work well together. But, you know, it's more important for DeMarcus to work well with the coach. Because that's where it starts, and I don't see any issues there, based on everything I've heard about Dave Yeager. I think that could be a very positive relationship. So we'll see. You know, that's why they play the games. That's why they have practices. That's why it's everyone. It's not just DeMarcus. It's everyone on the team. You know, they got to buy into what Dave Yeager's teaching. He's going to try to put his stamp on this team. He is going to, without question, implement his style. And as Vlade Divac said at the beginning of the press conference when he hired Dave Yeager, you're either in or you're out, you know? You're either in or you're out. And so, you know, Dave Yeager's not going anywhere. Dave Yeager's coaching his team. And so the players need to buy into what he's teaching, his philosophy, and what he is trying to accomplish here in Sacramento. And Dave's going from a very different situation. You know, he's going from a veteran, proven, winning team to just the opposite here. And It's a different scenario. Now, you could say, well, boy, when he was with Memphis and he was an assistant, you know, they were kind of like the Kings are now. And I would say, you know what, that's true, but he was an assistant coach back then. You know, head coach with Memphis, you know, that was a upper echelon team. But we saw how Dave Joerger works with his players. We've heard what players have had to say about him. There are certainly a ton of positives when you talk about Dave Joerger. So, again, based on what I'm hearing, and I don't think there are going to be any issues, or at least I hope there aren't any issues between, you know, any of the players and the coach, not just DeMarcus, but I think, you know, others as well. I think that's very important. And you know, everyone's got to be on the same page. That's why I said about Rudy, you know, if he really doesn't want to be here, you know, it would be great if Sacramento could move him. But you're not going to just give him away. You know what? You can't give him away. All right, let's get to Don. What's up, Don?
Oh, not much, Grant. I was just wondering, you're around the team more than anybody. I was wondering, what do you personally think the reasons are that Rudy Gay wants out? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks.
There are a lot of reasons, to be honest with you, and I'm not privy to go into all of them. At some point I will, but there are a couple of different reasons, and I'll keep it to just this. He's not happy. And for whatever reason, and he has, he just is not, I don't think he's ever gotten over with the way Pete D'Alessandro conned him into signing his contract, and then right after that firing Michael Malone, who Rudy thought he was going to be playing for. You know, I don't think that wound is ever healed. And then there are a couple of other issues, and I don't really care to get into it now, but I would say this. If you can trade him and get, you know, good player or a good player and a draft pick or good players, then I think Vlade will do it. But as I keep on saying, they're not going to give him away, nor should they. All right, when we return, we'll continue. We'll talk some Olympics, all right? I don't know if you are caught up in everything that's going on with the Olympics, but we'll spend a little time on that when we come back. Right here, the Grant Napier Show on Sports 1140 KHDK.